inside the fruit, a cherry, is a part that you don't eat.
It's the seed.
And inside of a peach is the same thing, a part you don't eat. What do you call that inside a peach?
A peach seed.
Have you ever heard it called the pit or the stone?
Yes. Usually, though, that's with cherries more than you do peaches.
You refer to the peach as a...
seed, peach seed.
And cherry...
is pit.
A kind of peach where the flesh is tight against the stone. What kind of peach would you call that?
A clean peach, a clean stone peach.
A clean stone
peach. Yeah, because the meat of the peach clings to the stone.
And then there's another kind where it's not tied against the stone.
No, it's a freestone peach.
And what's the difference?
Well, it turns loose from the seed.
Easily?
Easily, yes.
What do you call the part of the apple that you throw away?
The core.
And when you cut up apples, you're making...
What? Apple salad? Using them for salad? Or
what do you call the pieces you cut up?
Just apple pieces.
Have you ever heard, or do you ever call them snits?
No, I never heard of that word before.
What are the kind of nuts you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Peanuts.
Are there any other names that you've referred to them?
Goobers.
What other kinds of nuts do you have here in this area?
Pecans.
What's a kind of nut? It's kind of like a pecan because it has a hard shell and then a soft covering. What kind of nut is that?
There's a walnut, an English walnut, and then there's a regular black walnut.
And what is the covering of the nut?
It's a shell.
So you'd call that a
walnut shell.
There's another kind of nut that grows down south, and it's long and flat shaped, something like your eye, with a thin porous shell. And
almonds?
Almonds. And then another kind, which we have a lot here, and a lot grew in the yards of people here in this area. And it's called what?
Pecans. And then we have the wild hickory nuts that the squirrels gather and eat on during the winter in this area.
Can you think of any other nuts that are...
Well, we used to have a lot of chestnuts years ago, but a blight got into the chestnut trees and killed them all, so we have no chestnuts now.
So what are the main nuts in this area, would you say?
Well, the native nut would be the hickory nut, and then, of course, the pecans.
Do you have many walnuts?
No, very few walnuts now.
Well, let's change our thinking maybe to some fruits and vegetables. There's a kind of fruit that's about as big as an apple, but with a thick skin like a lemon. What would you call that?
An orange.
And suppose that fruit that you eat for breakfast is what you said.
An orange.
And if you had a bag of these and found there were none left, you might say, why?
They're all gone.
If there are not any more left, you say that the oranges are?
Gone.
Then there's a little red vegetable that's peppery.